My goodness, we've been running this show for a long time. And a lot of you have been amazing listeners, contributors, and just all-around helperators, because one of the things we're wanting to learn to do is radiate consciously. And in a show like this and many other shows that are out there, especially on internet radio, we are raising the fields and frequencies out there. We're connecting with others who are doing that too. And even though there's tremendous, tremendous turbulence on our planetski, our sweet little Mother Earth, amongst, what would we call it, all the swords of duality and the I got the most so you don't get any kind of attitude and so on. There is all around the world, there are people catching the waves, catching the feelings of peace rising up in sometimes one person in a group, but there are feelings of peace rising up all around the world, and it's growing. And you and I know it has to, because if the shift is going to do any darn it good, it's going to have to move and groove pretty quickly over the next while, or we're in great big trouble, aren't we? So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, gosh, I'm really looking forward to your calls tonight. I want you to call in and tell me what's going on in your life. And do you have any experiences that you want to share with us? Maybe frustrating ones, experiences where you think, I'm in a knothole here, or I'm in a pothole here, or I have a relationship issues, or I have financial issues, or I have job issues. Most people these days, I don't know about most people, but I would gather most people, will have to have job issues because the society is moving in such a way as the old-fashioned style of getting a job is pretty much not gone, but you can't rely on a whole bunch of jobs being available for everybody because the whole working force has changed. We've had technology, we've had outsourcing, but we also have a rising tide of ingenuity. We've got some amazing entrepreneurial stuff going on. You got kids making a fortune on the internet because they make stupid sounds for 6 seconds or whatever. Or I think of Where the Hell is Matt, who's that kid that got money from Adidas and he went all around the world dancing, and not choreographed, but just dancing like a crazy man through a whole bunch of sacred sites all around the world. First time I saw that, I laughed and laughed, and I used to put him on kind of quasi-regularly so that I could chuckle and feel expanded that somebody had the chutzpah, the creativity, and the ability to reach out for support as he did something that was fun. And that raises the fields and frequency in any of the people that pay attention to it. So what we're learning is there are very, very innovative, really strange sometimes ways of making your way in the world. And as we wake up more and more to becoming, what? Multidimensional, to becoming community conscious, to rising the feminine parts of our nature into a more intuitive and nurturing culture. All of these things are rising in us as if you are a beautiful flower that was planted and it's rising and growing into its bloom. And this is happening amongst people all over the world. I remember talking to you years ago about Lionel Fifield, who was one of the teachers who came to talk to us in Vancouver, BC in 1977. And he was an accountant and a Scorpio, good at his detail and so on. But intuitively got this hit that the rising tide of consciousness was going to move and he could use his connection to his intuition to mobilize himself, to lead him into the various parts of the world, to lead him to service, and that he would be led by that link between himself, his truth and integrity, his releasing components, and his connection to the higher. He would be led to places that he would go to heal, or to help people, or to teach, and so on. So when he returned, when he came to Vancouver from Australia, I think it's Australia, when he came to Vancouver from Australia, and I was still living in Vancouver at the time, he had this hit that he was coming to Vancouver. So he didn't have any money, right? He had a little healing center called the Relaxation Center. But he was leaving his relaxation center, coming to Vancouver to guide a lot of us. He had no money. So by the time he got to the airport, the ticket came, the money came. And he had the chutzpah or the courage or the multidimensional integrity to wait and follow and then follow the leads of his own higher guidance. And when he came to Vancouver, he was really, he was very, very inspiring. And nowadays there are people, I think Eckhart Tolle started with this, or he was one of them, but I think of Baptiste Pape, who wrote The Power of Love. And I go, how many interviewees have I talked to on Paradigm Shifters that stop in a state of confusion or a state of indecision about who am I? Who am I? What am I here for? It's like, okay, divine divinity or divine one or creator spirit, whoever you talk to, God, some people do, say, okay, what is it that life wants from me now? And so that cycles us right back to talking at the beginning about how, even though there is tremendous turmoil all over the planet and it looks really dire, you and I are amazingly powerful beings. And if we can slow down, center, raise our fields and frequency consciously, and also connect with our higher, we can do amazing things. And what a lot of us are talking about drought these days, and certainly the mainstream media makes sure that we're all like, drought, 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 big problems, drought, 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 you know, and then we get really obsessed by it. But I remember, for example, Peter Calhoun, who learned from Rolling Thunder about rain dancing, and he and others created ceremony and brought rain and snow into Sedona when there was a huge drought there. And that's just an example. I know there are others who do it, but these are just ones that I know about. And so very often here in California, I say to everybody, we really have to create rain. We have to stop this saying it's all drought, drought, drought. We have to create rain. You see, the kind of rain that works, not the kind that will just drench us all and we can't function with it. We want to get the earth. Thank you. I'm glad we have a caller. We want to get the parched earth to drink water. And we want our plants and our skin and everything to have its share of moisture. But we can create it, you and I. So we're going to talk more about radiating by design so that you can live in conscious creation. And we have a caller, and I'm so glad. Cheryl, how are you?
Hey. Hi, Veronica.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Thank you. I left Hawaii, and
I was just going to say, you're Cheryl that I know. You left Hawaii, did you? Why'd you do that?
It was just... You know, I was just, all signs were pointing towards, and that's, and Hawaii, especially Maui, it's kind of like that. It's just sometimes, you know, the signs just start pointing to go in a new direction, and doors start closing and other doors open, and now I find myself in Colorado, and I'm really, really loving it. I'm living here with my son and working with him, and just amazed at just watching life unfold, and I just keep relaxing into it, and everything just keeps getting better and better.
Well, now, Cheryl, I know you're a healer as well. Tell me, do you, when you're being prompted to leave a place like Maui, for example, I certainly have had a lot of experiences doing things like that, do you connect with your higher guidance, or do you just wait? How do you get the promptings? How do they feel for you?
Well, it's almost like circumstances just start pointing in that direction. Everything does. Everything just starts lining up, not in a bad way, but just sort of like, a job ending, coming to a close, and then wanting to have a different living situation, and then things start opening up, you know, things just start opening up somewhere else, and other things where I'm at just started closing, just really gently, just sort of like, well, my post office box is closing, you know, it's like up for renewal, and my job just ended, and I'm ready to upgrade my living situation, and it's just sort of like a feeling thing, you know, you just like, well, this is all leading in that direction, and
you had a place to go, though. This is another thing, is I think we're prompted by places to go, aren't we?
Right, yeah, and I felt, you know, I had started to define what was important to me, and currently it feels like being around my my family and my loved ones. It was just like, God, you know, I can hang out at the beach for like another decade or so and be in this incredibly beautiful environment, or I can go somewhere I'm completely unfamiliar with and go be near my kids. I think I'm going to go do that. You know,
are so both your kids wanted. There? And do you have a granddaughter or something yet?
No, I don't have any grandkids. I have a daughter, a son, and a daughter. My son lives here, and my daughter is going to be moving out to Boulder like in a couple of months, and I'm in Denver with my son. So it's like everyone just sort of coming together, and it feels really great. Colorado is super friendly. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Yes, and everybody is so welcoming and genuinely friendly, and that's the other part of it that just feels so good and so right. And, you know, it's not all about being about familiarity. It's staying somewhere because that's where you've been. And, I mean, life is just so, it's so amazing. It's so big. It can be as big or as small as you want it to be, but
well, I want to say, do you have questions for me? Because I want to say something about you, Dolly. As I've known you off and on, usually by radio. I've met you in person a few times. But you have, it's funny because we talk about radiance by design, but your inner lights are getting kind of richer and fuller. So you're bringing in the frequencies from various places and experiences you've had. Some people don't. They kind of dull it and get, not depressed maybe, or some get depressed, but some people just sort of get afflicted by having been so many places. But you've got kind of a glow that keeps growing. So I admire that in you.
Everything seems to be glowing.
What's that?
I said, well, it's kind of hard for me to understand you. Can you hear me well?
I can. You can't hear me very well?
No, it's kind of funny. I'm listening to you on my phone. It's sort of, I couldn't really understand what you were saying. Could you try again?
I said that you are actually growing. Your glowing is growing as you go through all these different experiences. And I really admire you. Did you hear that one?
Just the first part of it, and then you kind of faded away into the abyss. I'm growing.
Sorry.
I think I heard you say that.
You're glowing, my friend. Do you have any questions? I'm seeing if I can turn this volume up.
Yeah, I would love to get your take on my whole brand new life in Colorado. Just like any kind of impressions that come up, like you know, Denver or Boulder or both. What do you think for me?
I think you're going to be outside of Denver a little ways. I know Boulder isn't exactly outside, but headed out toward Boulder. And also, you're going to get involved in some kind of business. And I feel like there's a new man coming for you. I know you had a man some time back, and I know that isn't always easy, but you'll have a new partnership there. But it's after you get involved in this business.
Involved with what?
You're going to get involved in a business, and you're going to involved with a gentleman as well, but it's after the business. And it seems like you're
you're going to attract a nice group of people that do some healing meditation stuff, and you're going to work to enhance the frequencies on the planet with your work.
Yes. Awesome. You know, you told me a while back about my son getting involved in growing plants in a real kind of futuristic way, and you know, that being his life purpose and stuff, and that's exactly what he's doing, and he's involved in a business here in Colorado. It's just a huge, I mean, the cannabis business is huge. Boom, wow. It's booming, you know, and so he's a master grower, and you saw that so many years ago.
Oh, and he's doing well, huh?
Yeah, he's really good.
Well, I don't think you're going to be doing that particular thing. I think you're going to be doing some other kind of healing. But I also have a caller waiting, so I better go and talk to her. But I'm just so pleased.
Oh, thank you, Veronica.
Bless your heart.
Thank you for being out there somewhere. And it's so nice that I get to connect with you. I really appreciate it. And we all do. Thank you for your guidance and your light.
Fantastic. Thanks for saying
that,
really.
Big
hugs to you, my
friend.
Thank
you. Bye.
Bye, Veronica. Aloha. Bye. Aloha. And we have another caller, which, as you know, delights me. Hello, second caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hi there. Hi there, Veronica. It's Lisa from California. I haven't talked to you in probably like a year.
Well, what on earth has been going on with you, Miss Lisa from California?
I'm doing okay, I guess. But I guess, first off, I want to say hi. I hope your year's been going good. I haven't talked to you in a while.
It's going very well, thank you.
Good. And I guess I have a litany of things going on with me. I would rather you just tune in and perhaps tell me what you think is going to come to
fruition. Well, are you getting any parts? You look like you're getting more. First of all, your health is better. Last time we talked, your health wasn't that good, was it?
Well, no, actually, my hair is still falling out. But maybe it's changing, but for the last, I don't know, it's been crazy. It's been a whirlwind, but I've been doing a lot of, like, work on myself energetically and whatnot, and hopefully I'm helping that, but my hair has been falling out for 2.5 years now.
Oh, my Lord. So how thin is
it? Say that again.
That's just anxiety. So you can't hear me very well either, is that right?
I think you're on a speakerphone or something, and that's what's making it a little difficult to understand.
I'm on a headset, but I don't know.
Oh.
So let me see if I can change the fixture. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me better now?
No, but I'll grin and bear it.
What's that?
I said no, but I can grin and bear it. I can make out things. It's all good.
Okay, so basically, you've got something going on in your second chakra area that looks like it's getting better. I don't know what the illness was. But it must have been some kind of infection down in your intestinal area, was it?
Yeah, and whatever it is, I have been doing, like, I've been taking flora and stuff that's going to help my intestines, and everything that I feel is in my stomach. Everything. So you hit it on the head and set.
Bang, and right over the head. But the thing is that you're also, are you doing any performing? Are you writing any plays or anything? Because there's something coming forward from you.
Wrote a web series, trying to get pitched that, and there's a network or a production company that's interested in creating a reality show around me and my family.
And why is that? What's so special about you?
I don't really want to give it all away, but we're all involved in entertainment, and that's what I'll say.
And you don't have to give it all away. Huh? I just see something really fun, is that right? Something's coming forward, and parts of it are fun, parts of it are really amazing.
arrangement that you're doing. You're writing, aren't you? You look like you're writing, right?
Yeah, I've been writing a web series, if that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, your writing is good. And you don't have any men in your life yet, do you?
So you do get the sense, though, that whatever the stomach thing is going to be healing, and perhaps my hair will start to regrow. Because that's my biggest fear, is that whatever is going on with me is stopping the growth.
Just a sec, I'm looking at it. But you know what's really funny? It's a metabolic situation that's messing with your hair. Huge stress triggered an imbalance, and that imbalance is ongoing. You know how it is, you tip something one way and it stays tipped. So there's something that can be done. Do you ever go to acupuncture, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I did already, and she gave me some herbs, and I don't really know what that did.
What about, there's some kind of interesting click going to happen with, you said you were doing energy, and I'm going, there's some sort of click that's going to happen metabolically because they're applying a certain kind of energy. And it's not like it's really complex, but when it clicks in, everything starts to turn around. You know?
And is it because I go out and I get this magical herb, or is it because it just is actually just time for my body to realign itself?
I would say it's more like that, but I also would say this, Lisa, there's a kind of a knot in your belly, so I would palpate or have my... Have you ever heard of Chinit Song, which is a belly massage? I would do something like that because there's kind of a knot in there. And if you think about metabolism, go, okay, well, if it's running in a cycle, and something puts a knot in the cycle, then it doesn't run right. And then if you get the knot out of the cycle, boom, it runs right. Nobody's really sure what might happen. And it looks like that. And you look like you aren't totally better, but you look like you feel a lot better than you did.
Whoa. I can't hear you now. Say that one more time.
I said, you look like you feel a lot better than you did last time we talked.
Yeah, I've been moving around. Like, I know I've healed a lot of stuff. That much I do know, because I've faced a lot of stuff and I've been purging a lot of things. So that's good.
Yeah, and you have a partnership coming up next year.
What did you say?
You have a Prince Charming coming up next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Next year or this year?
I think it's next year. I mean, what's this? This is already September. That's not very far away.
Can you describe him so I'll know what he looks like when I see him?
He's funny. First thought, he's funny. He uses his legs in a funny way, as if when he arrives in a room, he'd stick a leg forward just to kind of get everybody chuckling. And I don't think he's a dancer. I think he might be more of a comedian, but he also is very serious inside. Can you hear me at all? I don't want to say all this wonderful stuff and have you not hear me.
I can hear some of it, yeah.
And he's very nice. But I might take a station identification and call in from my cell phone and say all this crazy stuff.
Oh,
that I can't
hear. Yeah.
Right?
But, okay.
I like him very much, and you'll go well together because, I hope you can hear this part, because he's very good at business, but he's very creative, and his use of language will just crack you up. He's got a good heart.
Oh, that's good to hear. Does he have any kids, by the way?
He might have one. He might have a daughter. It looks like there's a young girl around.
More.
Do you want to have babies?
One. Yeah, in this lifetime, that was my goal.
I think Yeah, I think he would do that with you. You can have one. I don't think it's going to be that hard for you to have one, but you've got to get your belly through that first.
Good to hear. Good to know. I can't really hear everything, but I think you said he would be okay with that.
Yes, he would be okay with that. But I said you have to get your belly cleared up first.
Yeah, and hopefully I can do that in the next month because I don't really have time for this. You know, it's something that I've been working on all year, and it's like, all right, come on, let's go.
Well, let's put light on it. One of my favorite clients had her baby at 47. She did fine.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. Yeah.
And she sounded just like you. So I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to say, Doug, would you please, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call in from my phone.
Blast off. I'm back. I hope you can hear me better now. We're hoping you can hear me better. This is Veronica, and I insisted that we change phones. I hope you're going to call in, because we've had two great calls, but they couldn't quite hear me, and I couldn't quite hear them, so that's not good. And I want to say hi to some people. I want to say hello to Patty, to Aaliyah, to Judy, to Bob, to Carol. Now, Carol wants to know if her body is getting better, and I think she is. And then Lisa, we're going to take you, we're going to take a bunch of you into the structure to deal with some teeth that are really annoying, not only Lisa, but several other people as well. And I want to say this, so we're going to do the structures, unless you call in. The other thing I want to say is that there have been these rising tides of blessings and good feelings all over the world in spite of all the turmoil. So we're going to go into the structures and we're going to raise up our frequencies, and we're going to do some healing work. And let's include the whole planet and be participants in sending blessings out and about. It's so overwhelming out there. But the guides are saying today that even amongst the refugees whose lives are really hard, that there are people who are finding peace and finding transcendence and finding even some degrees of bliss in the middle of it all. And you know what that means. It means that they have that spiritual center within, and they know how to call up the feelings. And that sort of thing is contagious. So what we want to do is be spreading goodwill in a whole bunch of ways. And I started, before we started the show, and then I got interrupted, but if you look up on Upworthy, there's an awful lot of service organizations that are really helping people all over the world. And one of them that I saw on Upworthy today, like, because the whole thing about money is always pitch in, send money, send money, send money. I'm going, we need to do more than that. We need to raise our hearts. We need to raise the fields and frequency, change the energy, change the reality. We have to learn more and more about co-creation with one another. It's not just your life and what it is you want to manifest. It's co-creation, what you and I could manifest and what we could manifest with others that are out there as well. So I was on to Upworthy looking at one of their programs, which Upworthy is a Facebook program with all kinds of little stories on it. But one of their programs was, I can't remember the name of it. I was going to jot it down, but I didn't take the time. But it's something to do with free. Have whatever it is you have for free. It's not a barter system. It's not a trade system. It's a system where people go maybe to a pre-designated park or garage or something, and they take a lot of things that you can help yourself with for free. You don't have to give anything back. And it's just a really interesting concept. And they showed pictures of people having quite a good time with all that. Somebody even got her whole wedding prepared that way. But because money has become such a huge, huge worldwide reason for fighting and for keeping each other small or big, it's a really, really revolutionary concept. So So I thought that it was worth mentioning that. All right, so let's do the structures, you guys, and tell me, I hope you can hear me better. I hope so. So above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a three-sided pyramid. And upside down, with this point going into the lower golden ball, another three-sided gold pyramid. Push the two together and you're in this huge diamond. Look at it. Sparkle, sparkle. And inside of that, we have a crystal ball. And inside of that, there's a huge, huge golden star tetrahedron with a structure. And you can see it all around you. And I want us all to spin and spin and spin that structure. Spin and spin and spin the structure. Good. And as it spins and spins, as soon as we spin the structure, I start feeling really strange. Just shut the door, there's too much traffic out there. And as the structure spins and spins, I want you to see in front of you a beautiful screen, a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to put some movies. The first movie is you becoming what it is you want to become. Consciously multidimensional. What I want to be. What would you like to be when you grow up? Because I figure we're going to keep growing and growing and growing up in probably faster and faster ways in this lifetime. And when I feel like I've become consciously multidimensional, I wrap that in light, move it over to the left, and then the second screen is you creating what you want to create. I just finished my book, everybody, so I often had the book in there. I'd like to do a TV show, which I've talked about, my own television show. There are a number of creative projects I would like to do, and there's a number of creative projects you would like to do. Some of you want home and family and children. Some of you want, besides that, also you want to have world travels, or you want to have a new job, or you want to have different education, or you want... It doesn't matter. See, all the resources coming to help you develop your program, whatever it is you've chosen. And we see the money, the time, the people, the place, everything you need for your wonderful project to come to fruition. And when that project comes to fruition, take a minute and really applaud yourself. It's like, wow. Good. And now we see that the resources are coming together to keep your project going for as long as it's natural for it. Right? Good. And see all the pieces, the people, the money, the places, the time sequence of events, who knows? And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Okay, and now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. The Galactic Healing Center is a very special place where we take one another, we take people that we're trying to help, and we call in our higher guidance, and out of our higher guidance, we call in the beings that are especially attuned to healing, and we have them stand around this healing table. Good. And the first person that lies on the healing table is you or me. And we lay on that table and ask for what it is you want. And if you don't know what you want, ask your team and guidance for what it is you want at this point in your constantly evolving world. Right? So as you lie there, look up at them. See if you recognize anyone. Who do they look like? And see if they help you there. Good.
It's sure helping me. Good. And now we're going to wrap that in light. We move them over to the side. Your team goes with it because the team's going to stand around you and work on you. But they're magical. They can replicate themselves. So bring in a fresh table. Let's bring in two tables. And let's bring in some relationships. And we'll have one person, because I mentioned co-creation. And that's been a really interesting concept in my mind's eye lately, because it means so something so different to everyone. But I notice a lot of relationships are coming apart. We've known this for years, right? But I'm looking at the turmoil in relationships coming apart. And our co-creation, it seems like, how would you put it? It seems like we don't co-create when we're both trying to stay secure, or somebody's very much in a leadership role, or some of us have pains from childhood we haven't dealt with yet. So we're kind of acting out. It gets complicated, doesn't it? So I want you to put a relationship, a male and female, or just two halves of a relationship, whether it's boy-boy and girl-girl, or mother and daughter, or father and daughter, or man and woman. Do I have somebody on the line? Okay. Anyway, let's see, the two people there, and I'm thinking of a couple in particular where there is a huge grief in each of them, but they can't really seem to reach for one another without it being some kind of, what would you call it, a huge challenge between them. So we're wrapping them, we're asking the healing team to wrap around each table and try to help soothe the edges in each of these people. In fact, they're running a beautiful, like an infinity sign, with each of them in one of the circles of the infinity sign. And what they're saying here is there needs to be a soothing of deep childhood angst and childhood pain in both. And they're saying that being brought up, to have that brought up, is really important. And what the healing team is doing is moving some of the jagged edges of these old feelings through each of these beings. Yeah. Because remember, the jagged edge in you that's left from, for example, wounding, the jagged edges in you are really hurt, don't they? So they come up and they hurt like mad. And then, so that means that we could think that the other person is making us hurt, but really it's something coming up. And in terms of co-creation, it seems like we have to learn how to read those signs and symbols from one another. And really, instead of taking it personally, learn to design a shared environment with it. In any case, my two people lying on these two tables, I would say that the male part of it is very, he can't breathe when he's trying to do, take it beyond. He can't breathe when he's trying to bring up what's in there. So the healing team is trying to pull up what's in him, and the feelings from his childhood, this is really important, everybody, the feelings from him, his childhood, have left him feeling, what would we say, hopelessly abandoned or terrifyingly abandoned. And it's a feeling of being terrified, a feeling of kind of like right on the brink of annihilation, a feeling of being terrified of his own sensitivity, as an acute sensitivity. Now let's see the female part here. And she's got her own version of not being known, not being heard. They can yawn, and the yawning comes from what she's trying to hide back in her. We're pulling on, so it pulls on my inner body as well. So she's got her own version that matches his in a way. So when there's a feeling in her of wanting to take charge and make everything okay, he feels that he's being annihilated at times. You understand? Not logical. That's not what's happening, but that's how he's feeling. Just by reading the other day, feelings are kind of crazy. They don't make any sense. They're really quite crazy. But they also are the heart of art. They're the heart of poetry, the heart of spirituality. It's an amazingly complicated thing. Let me see here. So let's do some light work here and have the guides and angels show us. Okay. And then we're going to see a double tetrahedron, which is essentially like a square, and we're spinning it. And we're going to move it up to the feet of both of these people. Let's move two of them so they got the legs. All at the legs of both of these people. Beautiful tetrahedrons. They look like squares, and they're spinning round and round and moving up. That's good. And up through the buttocks and then into the belly. They can merge them so there's only one when they get into the belly and have it move round and round in the belly. Remember, that's an important repository for all the karmic stuff that's left over, the old emotions, things that are left over from everything, whether it's from food, from romance, from childhood, from other lives. It doesn't matter. Now bring those, there you are, bring it spinning all the way up through the belly area. And move it all the way up through the solar plexus, which is your power center. If you let this stuff stay in your body, what happens is you don't have the power you are, because your power is about who you really are, not how you've concocted reactions based on other people or past experiences. And it's a big job. My goodness, there are great teachers that have taught who am I is one of the greatest mantras you can use, because it's a long-term process to figure out who you are. So there we are. Our beings that are working with this. Keep spinning those tetrahedrons all the way up to the personal power center, to the heart chakra. That's right, both lungs. Maybe you want to have two while you're in the... Isn't it nice when you're magical? Suddenly we have two tetrahedrons going through each lung. And remember, your lungs house grief. Of course, they house air and inspiration and all those things, but they also house grief. So it's really good to... There we are. And now we move them back together and spin and spin and spin in the throat, right down in the neck. Remember, your neck holds all the information of consciousness itself. Because even lying on this table and working with our guidance as we are, we're growing and changing, and consciousness itself is right in the smelter. It's growing and changing too, so that we can be more and more radiant. And as such, we can have a huge impact on people out there, especially people who are traumatized. We can also improve our relationship, because without that deep trauma inside, relationships are actually easier. People can find easier ways to talk with one another and to really get through some very edgy, triggery kinds of things. And of course, I want to throw into that, as long as nobody else interferes, ha, that's a whole other show, isn't it? So now we're going to wrap these people in light, and they're going to be well stewed by the end of this show. And now we're going to bring in, okay, here's a man who's very depressed. We're bringing in a fresh table, and we're having this person who's very depressed. In fact, I don't know if I should say this, but he's in very dire, dire circumstances. You know, he's got them this extreme in Radiance by Design, but that's okay. We wouldn't get it if we couldn't help him. And now we see that team around the table where he is. And I want to see each of the team members having their own team. And then each of those beings has their own team, his or her own team. And then so we have realms and realms and realms of these etheric beings that are there to help. And you know, it's very dense here on the Earth plane. So to have lots and lots of etheric beings is a big, big help to us. Good. So this is interesting. What's happening is he is already lightening up. It's almost as if they've taken some magical siphoning equipment and siphoned his darkness out of him. Because I was yawning like mad because he felt really heavy and miserable. But he doesn't feel quite like that. He's lightening up as we go. Good. And I want to wrap this in light and move it over to the side and ask the healing team to please work with his desperation. That's it. Please work with his desperation. They are. And now we have another healing table, and we're going to put on a few people who have chronic conditions. And I won't take the time to go into them because we need to do one more collective one, and time will be up, right? So I want to see I want to see five people on these tables, and I want to see ones with chronic conditions. And I want you to tell me what you're learning from having this chronic condition. That's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? There we are. And Carol, you are getting better. I wish it were faster for you, but you're getting better and better. The thing about the chronic conditions is that it teaches the people around you to be what? Either it teaches them to be mad and cranky and impatient, or it'll teach them to be compassionate and supportive, maybe to be a good cook, who knows? There are a lot of things that we teach one another, and sometimes it's through adversity, sometimes it's through our own difficulties, sometimes it's through their difficulties, right? Good. This is good. And one more person, I want to put my good friend Lisa on here, and I want to say, I'm just going to ask the healing team to work with her as they know how. Let's see what all of you pick up on that. Lisa's such a good worker. She helps a lot of people. So we're saying, all right, give Lisa a magical, explain it to the rest of us if you can. Kind of in a magical treatment, because she deserves that interest and curiosity. There we are. Yeah. And now we're going to wrap that in light, Lisa, and wrap it in light, and then infuse that little bubble of light with all kinds of love. And move that over to the side. And let's do our political one. And I'd like to put the the refugees make me think a lot about how much of our world people are on the move trying to find what's safe, trying to find a safe haven. And I feel interested in the fact that a lot of us, me included, need a lot of alone places and, you know, quiet time and so on. And I'm like, I don't know how generous I am as far as offering places and so on. I think about that all the time, but wanting to be involved in any case. But remember that a lot of these people are being helped, and we help with our intentions. We also help by, putting some money in the pot, but also by radiating a much higher level of peace and happiness and, you know, in truth, appreciation for them and for one another. I heard a thing today that said, remember this, that it's not too late. You can literally co-create a win-win for the planet and for us. We can co-create that so that 7 billion people can all survive. We can all push each other through this kind of this fine nozzle of possibility instead of just going downhill with a failing planet because of inequities, of dualities and so on, you know, greed and poverty and sicknesses and so on. We can change that, but it's going to take you and I having a very, very powerful radiance and a lot of releasing. My guides always say it's like 98% of the job is releasing. Release, 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 release. Because you know what? Every time you think you've released everything, more things come up. Oh, my goodness. Because how old are you? You might be billions of years old. We don't know, right? And you pick stuff up all along the way, which we all do. Which is why the guides always say, it's 98% of the job is clearing. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now I want us all to bring in the light, that beautiful, beautiful orangey sherbet light, have it come down, because the great downloads are huge from outer space right now, from way out in the universe, and have them come down through your head, through your neck and shoulders, swing around your heart, out your arms and your hands, until they're just radiant. And pat that light all around the world, wherever there's pain, there's suffering, there are refugees, there's sicknesses, there's poverty, there's greed. Pick a thing, anything, you guys. We don't all have to go down into that reality. What did they say? Be of the world. No, be in the world, but not of the world, right? That's what we're trying to learn here. Now, I know we're going to be hooked off stage, so now what we want to do is wrap that beautiful healing energy round and round and round the planet and have it shoot up your hands, your arms, and all around your shoulders, down your heart, way up your neck, straight out through the top of your head into the great central sun, and have it pop back down and just shoot through your body. And I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center and jump into your star tetrahedron. And I would really like you to do a little thing for me. I just forgot. In front of you, create another star tetrahedron. And in that star tetrahedron, please put my new book, My Near Life Experience, which is going to be up for sale over the next few weeks. So stay tuned. My Near Life Experience, or how can I tell when I'm really me? I hope that you'll love my book and spin it in the star tetrahedron so others will love it too. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, thank you so much for listening to Radiant by Design. Thank you so much for radiating by choice for the greater good. And I'm so glad to connect with you in this great network of ours. Many blessings and good night. Mm-hmm.